On stage at the Metropolitan Opera in New York tonight, something a little different. You could call it East Meets West, or Peking Opera Meets Grand Opera. It is the world premiere of a production 10 years in the making. The First Emperor by Tan Dun stars Placido Domingo. It's the story of the emperor who unified China and began building the Great Wall. From New York, Jeff London reports.
Chances are there have never been sounds like this coming from the stage and orchestra pit of the Metropolitan Opera.
I hope my Eastern opera kind of experience and the Western opera knowledge will be melted together very chemically, become something new.
Composer Tan Dun is probably best known for his Academy Award-winning score for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. But his cross-cultural compositions have been getting a lot of notice in the last decade, as has his use of unconventional percussion instruments. He finds music in stones, water, and paper. Tan Dun's path to the Metropolitan Opera has been anything but straight. He was born in China's Hunan province, and as a young man during the Cultural Revolution, was sent to be re-educated as a rice farmer.
But in the countryside, it was lovely 2 years to me because I melted this bitterness into something quite interesting. I started to collect folk songs, some interesting old music materials from the farmers.
After Mao Zedong died and the Beijing Conservatory reopened, Tan Dun took his knowledge of Chinese folk music and applied, along with 50,000 others, for one of the school's 10 slots in music composition. And he got in. He spent almost a decade at the conservatory studying both Mozart and Peking opera, eventually moving to New York, where he got his doctorate at Columbia. 10 years ago, the Met called, offering Tan Dun a commission. He chose to write an opera about China's first emperor because the history was rich, the setting exotic, and the drama filled with musical possibilities. The First Emperor takes place 2,400 years ago, when 7 warring kingdoms were conquered by the tyrannical Emperor Qin, who unified the country and its language and currency. Tan Dun says Emperor Qin also wanted to find a way to tie together the country's spirit by getting a composer to write a national anthem.
This subject, First Emperor trying to find a piece of music, and it's a kind of a metaphor, spiritual metaphor, for him to find a destiny, find a spirit of the nation.
The First Emperor has all the melodrama and trappings of grand opera. There's a forbidden love story between the emperor's daughter and the musician he's asked to write the anthem. There's a chorus of slaves building the Great Wall. There's even gruesome death and bloodshed, says tenor Paul Groves, who plays the doomed musician Gao Jianli.
I hate to give away the end, but, you know, I have a very dramatic ending. I guarantee you I will be the only person on the Met stage that has ever bitten their tongue off.
Tan Dun, who co-wrote the libretto with Chinese-American novelist Ha Jin, wanted to create a musical style that reflected the historical era. In his research, he discovered that ceramic urns were used as drums, so he incorporated that element into his score. And Tan Dun also came upon references to stone drumming, which led to a happy accident in his music studio.
The books talked about stone drumming, but actually, what is stone drumming? Is the stone hit the stone, or the stone hit the head of drum, or is the stone to bang on the ground? Then once when I was sort of cleaning up my studio, there's a big stone falling down from the shelf on the drums. It's a dong, 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 pia. Wow, I thought it's very, very interesting.
In the opera's first scene, Tan Dun has 12 large drums that stretch across the stage of the Met, and the drummers, in highly stylized movements, hit the heads of the drums with large stones, then bang the stones together. The The production is directed by Zhang Yimou, the Chinese filmmaker who's directed House of Flying Daggers and Hero, among others. Superstar tenor Plácido Domingo plays the ruthless yet sentimental emperor. At a recent press conference, Domingo said it's been a challenge to channel his Western sensibilities into an Eastern viewpoint.
One of the most interesting things it has been for us, for the whole cast, to look for the Eastern kind of movements and feelings, which there are certainly the difference, even though deep inside we all feel the same way, all human beings.
Soprano Elizabeth Futral plays the tragic teenage Princess Yueyang. She says composer Tan Dun's score asks her to sometimes sing in different ways than she's used to, like the way she sings trills.
Sort of a typical Baroque trill might start slowly. In bel canto, you generally start immediately in the trill. And often Tan Dun asks for so it gradually gets sort of that bel canto sound, but it doesn't start that way.
Just days before tonight's premiere, composer Tan Dun was still tinkering with the score, trying to tailor it to fit the stage of the Met and the singers.
It's changing all the time. Especially when the music start to flow in the air from the paper. And then you find that the space is different and the storytelling is completely different. Sometimes it needs to be longer, sometimes it needs to be shorter. But basically, I have to say, there's no major changes.
All 9 performances of The First Emperor at the Metropolitan Opera are completely sold out. But the premiere can be heard live and streaming audio on the Met's website tonight. And in January, the opera will be beamed into movie theaters around the world in high-definition video. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.